eBay Motors is here for the ride. Remember when you first saw the potential? And then through some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Look to your left. Look to your right. It's official. No one's got a ride like this. There's nothing else that sounds like, feels like, or looks like the set of wheels in your garage. With over 122 million parts, you can make sure your number one ride or die stays running smoothly, so there's no limit to how far you can take it. Brake kits, turbochargers, engines, exhaust kits, roof racks, LED headlights, bumpers, whatever your baby needs, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus at these prices, well, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right, welcome back. We got a doctor coming up in a few minutes to tackle a very tough question. Maybe the most important one for the rest of this regular season. Are you more inclined to get injured late in the year, Garoppolo? The Cowboys lost one of their top cornerbacks.
Lamar Jackson, knee injury.
Are you more likely to get injured now, and is there anything you can do to prevent it? Because the biggest opponent left on the schedule is injuries. If you can avoid that, say hello to a big finish.
Yeah.
All right. So anyway, and also coming up very shortly, I can already see him. He's on the board. He's
Who
the next
it?
Caller. It's Adrian, the Giants fan, and I want to take a leap here, Al. He's calling 6 days before the Eagles face the Giants to concede defeat next Sunday at the Meadowlands. I believe that'll happen. But I just want him to understand what he'll be facing when they face the Eagles next Sunday. The Giants, that is. And it is A.J. Brown. And A.J. Brown yesterday. Oh, my God. Here, by the way, one of his TDs was called back. It didn't seem to make any difference.
No. Isn't that great? The
and
next
that was
play.
How great a catch was that at the sideline?
That was unbelievable.
He just nicked the just the tip of his shoe just caught the sideline.
He had no idea, so he just went by what the referee did. So he had the big celebration and then comes right back the next play.
Well, he had the big celebration, which I'll talk about in a second, but then he came right back. And he smacked into the defensive back. The DB went down. I think you got to let the wide receiver have a chance to run.
That's why there's no
The
pen.
Flag comes down for pass interference defense.
Yeah.
And here's how easy it was.
He is floating it deep for A.J. Brown, who has it.
He took it.
And he scores. A.J. Brown took it away from Trey Avery and scored his second touchdown of the game.
Now, even before that, when he had the touchdown that was called back, he had already mapped out what he was going to do.
Yes.
And he had, what was that thing
was
he was
whipping?
Waving?
It was a towel, right?
He had a towel, and he was whipping the post underneath the goal post, the thing that holds the goal post up, and he was whipping away at it. And after the game, he explained what that was.
Today, I'm going to have to give you this whipping, but I still love you, though. That's what the hug came in at the end.
All right, but make no mistake. All right, he was few. He had not been playing great. He had fumbled two in the last couple of games.
Yeah.
He was sick, Al. Yeah. He had other issues going on.
Yeah.
And then he came out, and you could have predicted this. Al, a very easy bet was that Brown would have 100 yards.
Yes.
Because Brown wanted the ball, and he wanted to show the Titans how dumb they were to let him go even before he had reached his prime.
Right.
It's mind-boggling.
Yeah.
So he made, here's another, here's the second catch. This is the one you will not believe he made. Listen to this.
Hurts is back. He's looking. Still looking. Still looking. Now he's going deep to A.J. Brown, who catches it and walks in for a touchdown.
It was, no, that was the other one.
Yeah,
the second one.
Pop,
the one. Yeah. Now, here's the one where he reached around a defender. Listen to that.
He is floating it deep for A.J. Brown, who has it.
He took it.
And he scores.
He took
A.J. Brown took it away from Trey Avery and scored his second touchdown of the game.
All right, I can explain that one real easy. He wanted the Titans to look bad. And he wanted Mike Vrabel, who had defended him, to show how dumb Mike Vrabel's bosses were to let him go.
Yeah.
So afterwards, he did no longer deny that what was going on there was some payback.
This one meant a lot to me. You know, early on, I had mixed emotions about the trade and everything. And, you know, I'd be lying to you to say I didn't circle this game. So.
All right, and Jalen Hurts, who made that throw, was great.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, you know what?
Awesome.
Most of the throws he made yesterday were right there.
Yeah, how much time?
It was amazing. You give him time. By the way, is anybody want to call and tell me how he's not that accurate now? Because he's been amazing this year with his accuracy.
Anybody
he's been brilliant.
Call him Captain Intangibles?
Yeah, Captain. That was who? Mad Mike,
yeah.
Right here?
Yes.
Mad Mike, where you hiding these days?
He's mad.
Anyway, here was Jalen Hurts, who is very close to him, talking about they knew this game meant a lot to A.J. Brown.
I think the whole world knew what it meant to him based off of who he is and how he is, how he responds to certain things. And I'm happy he put on the show. You know, it's. He's a special player. He's a good friend. Real special player. And I know we make a big deal about it, but hopefully we can move on from it now. You know, he did what he did. On to the next.
That's Hurts. That's Hurts in a nutshell.
Awesome stuff.
We already played this game now. Let's move on.
Yeah,
he's always looking at the next challenge. He's unbelievable.
Yeah.
I love it. All right, ladies and gentlemen, any minute we'll have a NovaCare physician here to announce his concession and assure the Eagles to go to 12-1 is Giants fan Adrian. Hi, Adrian.
Hey, Angelo. Hey, listen, you had the president of the Dirty 30 on, right?
Yes, I did.
President.
And Jason, I remember one time I came in there and I spanked him all up over the studio. But, you know, all the things that he said, it was one thing that stuck out. Special. He's real special.
All right, excuse me. Adrian, correct me if I'm wrong. You kissed your sister yesterday, didn't you? A tie
hey,
is kissing.
You
tied. Ha, 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 ha. You suck. Ha, 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 ha.
Ah!
Hey, you suck! You don't belong on the same field as us. Why don't you concede the game now and save yourself some time, you loser?
Hey, listen. I'm glad you brought up Ty, because ain't this the same team, the Commodores, that gave you that?
Oh, give me a break.
You tell them.
We also kicked their ass, you bum. You loser.
Hey, Tennessee, we went to Tennessee and beat them. We ain't scared of Tennessee. Hey, look, you ain't show me that. Y'all in the Meadowlands, lad. Y'all in the Meadowlands next week. The last time you was down, North 95 North, you know what happened. Y'all got your butts kicked.
Hey, Adrian, why don't you go find your hiding place now for next week after you get your ass kicked? Yeah. I won't be hearing from you for a while, you loser. Get out of here, you punk. Get out.
They didn't trust their quarterback to pick up 3 yards.
Yes. Oh, they blew that game.
I mean, you want to talk about
they
blowing
blow
that game.
You want to blow a game. Oh, they got a call after the whistle. They had the game won. And then they got the penalty. My son was so upset.
Mm-hmm.
And all I said is, Neil, I told you years ago, jump on the bandwagon here. This is where you want to be.
Still time.
This is the epicenter of great sports in America. Your Philadelphia Eagles led by an American genius, Howie Roseman.
He's the man.
On the line with us, Rhea, why don't you do the honors here for our NovaCare doctor?
Dr. Matthew Voltz, Delaware orthopedic specialist in North Wilmington and Stanton, certified athletic trainer, strength and conditioning specialist, team doctor for the Delaware Blue Coats. Here's the cool thing. Dr. Voltz was a catcher on the University of Delaware baseball team. He was in 4 NCAA tournaments.
Wow.
Go to DellOrtho.com for more info.
Hey, doctor, welcome to our show. How you doing this morning?
Good morning. Thanks for having me. Before we get started, I wanted to say this really quickly. I think I speak for a lot of the listeners as a longtime fan that I really enjoyed the show that you and Al and Rhea and Joe Wechter have produced over the years. And I grew up in a radio family, so I know there's a lot more that goes into it than just showing up and talking sports into a microphone. So there's a lot of work that goes into it, and we're truly going to miss this crew in the morning show. And at the same time, I wanted to wish you the very best for a happy and healthy retirement. So thank you and congratulations, Angela. I appreciate it.
Doctor, thank you for the kind words and all the great people at NovaCare. I just want to say, over the years, I think Al will confirm this. Man, have we provided a ton of great medical information.
Oh, yeah, we're absolutely.
We haven't even needed the doctors, really, Al.
Listen, I'm not even the best doctor in my house. I got to be honest with you. I mean, only when I agree with everybody. So
there was one significant injury. He left the game. It did not look too serious. Yeah. Quez Watkins hurt his shoulder, but it sounded like it wasn't that bad. What could that be? Have any idea what that would be, Doc?
Probably some of the most common things that we'll see for, a shoulder injury that doesn't require a long time being out will be kind of a jarring of the joint. So a lot of times we'll see people that, have something that resembles like a stinger. And really what happens is you have a blow to the shoulder and the ball and socket joint kind of shifts. It kind of gives you a numbness or tingling feeling to it. And then it recovers pretty quickly, and as long as your strength is good, we can get you back out there pretty quickly and you can play. So, they probably would list it as like a shoulder contusion or something along those lines, but, that would probably be my guess, especially if he's saying that, hey, I'm going to be back, pretty quickly. So.
All right, Doc, here's the thing. All right, this is the biggest opponent the Eagles face the rest of the year. It's the potential for injury. Garoppolo, three times in his career, his season has been cut short. He broke a bone in his foot. He's done. The Cowboys lost their starting cornerback, Anthony Brown. Are you more susceptible to injury, Doc, later in the schedule? Is it more likely you would get hurt then?
That's kind of the million-dollar question for sports medicine at this point, right? I mean, you've seen the shift in the paradigm for training where it used to be a lot of volume, heavy intensity all through the year, and now we're kind of shifting to kind of less is more. I think when it comes to the acute traumatic injuries, kind of the ones that you're discussing there, I don't know that really the time of the season has a whole lot to do with that. I think those are just kind of wrong place, wrong time type of injuries. I think more of the soft tissue injuries are kind of the ones that we're looking to limit. I hate to use the phrase load management, but I mean that's kind of what you're looking at, and you're going from, early in the season, you're trying to prepare your body for the rigors of the season, and then once you get in later to the season, now you're looking at it and saying, how do I keep sharp without the volume? So now you're looking at quality of reps versus quantity. So, from that standpoint, I don't know that those guys would have necessarily had any different outcome had it been September versus December. But if you start getting in some of the soft tissue injuries, hamstrings, things of that nature, quad injuries, groin injuries, that stuff, that might play a little bit more into it in terms of the volume and where you are in the season.
Well, everybody say their prayers. Doc, what you say it is, a lot of it is luck, right? You got to be lucky.
I mean, we see it every year because, in every sport, when you think about it, everybody's a copycat league. They're all kind of doing the same things. And why do some teams have more injuries than others? I mean, there's probably more variables than we can count. Right now, for the Eagles, it's probably a combination of great genetics, age of the athletes, and good luck. And we'll ride the wave of good luck right now and hopefully ride it all the way to the Super Bowl.
Thank you and all the great doctors at NovaCare, Dr. Baltz. And I want to say, Al, that also a major factor is what I championed at the very beginning of the season. And that is not playing much during the preseason.
Yeah, you remember that?
Oh my God.
You remember that?
It has preserved their health as I anticipated.
You are unbelievable.
215.
Smart man.
All right, I got that one wrong. All right, welcome back. It's 7:22. Ava Graham's here with a read on our first question of the day. What do you got, Ava?
And it's brought to you by Armin Chevrolet. Over 85 vehicles available during Armin Chevrolet's Red Tag year-end event. Visit ArminChevy.com. Find your roads to Armin Chevrolet closer than you think. Who is the MVP of the NFL so far this season? 87% Jalen Hurts.
Home field advantage.
8% Patrick Mahomes. Joe Burrow, 3%, and 2% Josh Allen.
It's over.
All right, then just say this. If that's true, Al, the fact that Mahomes is favored over Hurts,
right.
You should bet on Hurts because you're going to win money.
Yes, you will.
Yeah. You should win money.
He's plus 150 in most places.
Come on.
Yeah.
So if I bet 100, I get 250.
Back, yeah.
Wow, that's nice.
Nice.
That's a nice. I think I'm going to do that.
Well, with your winnings. You already took your winnings from the other thing.
I want you to hear this because, Al, you got to help me with this.
All right.
I always like in the morning to picture myself in front of a mirror. And I look at the mirror and I go to myself, who am I looking at today?
Yeah.
You know what I'm
why
saying?
Why is that man behind me?
He does it every time. Anyway, I knew he was going to do that. Anyway, here is Kevin Byard, the free safety on the Tennessee Titans, Al, talking about what happened yesterday on the gridiron.
We got dominated in all three phases. For what reason that may be, I don't really know just yet. Obviously, we're going to watch the film, but, you know, we got a behinds whoop, you know, plain and simple.
That's pretty cool.
Mm-hmm.
Ow,
that's all facets.
I hate to inform people because there was no evidence of it yesterday, but that's a good team the Eagles beat.
Yeah.
And they didn't beat them. They obliterated them.
Yeah.
But it was basically Minshew time from the fourth quarter on. All right?
Yeah, they quit.
And they used
fans left.
Willits. They got rid of Tannehill. They didn't have a chance.
It was over, yeah.
Here's the question. So, this is a guy, Nick Sirianni. He got hired out of nowhere 2 years ago.
Yep.
Comes in, gets his team in the playoffs. People are going, you know what? After a bumpy start, this guy looks like he might know what he's doing.
Yeah.
Know what he's doing? He's 11-1.
Yeah.
No other team is 11-1. Now he's getting ready to shave this morning, Al, or whatever he does. He's got the beard, so maybe he'll shave.
Yeah.
Is he looking in the mirror going, man, you know what? Better than I ever thought I would be. I'm an amazing football mind.
I don't think so. No.
Wouldn't you think that at 11-1?
No.
Nobody predicted this. Nobody.
No, you just
including himself. He didn't think they'd be 11-1.
Try pinch yourself. Is this for
what's
real?
What's he seeing?
He's seeing.
What's he seeing in the mirror?
It's in the mirror.
He's just a football coach.
No, he's feeling good about himself.
Yeah, he's feeling good.
Well, he should.
He's
feeling good. I mean,
he's
he loves
six inches taller.
He likes the game.
No, I would if like the mirror's fogged up, I would do myself an autograph in the mirror with my finger.
With a love heart.
With a what?
With your name and
with
in
my
the
name. Yeah. I'd write my own name and put a little heart around it.
He does that for Gail sometimes.
No, Maria, so you got to admit, that record is ridiculous in your second year.
You're telling me that your ego, you would be giving yourself your autograph to yourself.
All right, maybe I wouldn't execute it, but I would be thinking, in that mirror stands a genius.
Yeah, you're probably thinking how much.
That's why this show has been so successful.
No. I am not and have never been 11-1. I never had 11 good shows out of 12.
Yeah.
No, I don't think so.
Yes, you have.
I don't think so.
It was that time like 8 years ago.
All I'm saying is, if you're just trying to experience it, he had his son up there.
Yeah, that's great.
Another cute kid.
Flying high.
He's living the life.
Yeah, he is.
There was a moment. He did a challenge that didn't work out. It was worth a try because it was an incomplete pass, and he thought the guy had caught it and fumbled it. And there's a moment earlier that I'm hoping to ask him if I can get it in. He was laughing with the ref.
Yeah, I saw that.
And I don't know if the ref was saying, Nick, you just blew a timeout. That's not going to work. I don't know what was going on, but he looked like he was having fun. And you know why? Because he's 11-1.
Yeah, and they were in complete control of the game.
Guys, man.
They put a clinic on.
Is that going to be your first question? What did you think of yourself when you looked in the mirror this morning?
I'm trying to get people prepared for an interview with the true genius. Because when you're 11-1 now, you're a genius. You lose next week, genius over. You know how it works around here. Dennis is up from Springfield. I got lines open. It's what I told you. And there are not enough positive people in this town. Dennis, you're positive, aren't you?
I'm very positive, but before I get to my positive Eagles talk, can I just throw out my pet peeve from yesterday?
Absolutely. Yes, Dennis. I'd like to hear a bitchy comment.
We had 5 games yesterday involving 10 playoff teams. And not one of those games was flexed into Sunday night.
Yeah.
And we were subjected to that slop game last night. And then listening to Tirico and Collinsworth chuckle and laugh and pat each other on the back the entire game. That game last night, that broadcast, was a disgrace.
All right, hold on. Al is here to explain to you why they televised the Cowboy game.
Because you mentioned it. Because it's the Cowboys.
Yes.
The Cowboys get great ratings.
That's just what
Dennis,
it is.
They get
it's
great
a,
ratings.
There's nothing else to it.
There's you nothing else to it. They'll never flex out of a Cowboy game because the Cowboys get the best ratings.
I know, and I understand that. But, you right. know, the hell with putting a good football game on.
I'm with you, Dennis. I would. The Giants-Washington game was a phenomenal football game. It was not well played. It was exciting. All right, anyway, Dennis, what did you want to say of a positive nature?
Here's the positive. Well, first of all, the positive nature is that this is the best team in the NFL, bar none, and I'm just waiting for everyone to get on the bandwagon with it nationally. Even last night, Collinsworth couldn't say that the Eagles were the team to beat in the NFC. He couldn't say it. He said they can beat you so many different ways, but if Dallas gets OBJ, look out. I can't stand it anymore. That Christmas Eve game, Eagles-Dallas, it's going to be like yesterday. It's going to be like yesterday. And my only worry with the Eagles is, how will the coaching staff handle the last 2 weeks of the season when they have nothing to play for?
Hey,
they're
going
to lock everything up
Dennis,
Christmas Eve.
Dennis, I'm going to let you go because you're not. If that's what you got to worry about, I got some news for you. You got nothing to worry about.
Mm-hmm.
If the only thing you're worried about is your team's so good, what are you going to do when you rest your players? You got a great deal. You have it all.
You do.
Understand?
Yes.
Everybody out there, you got to understand this. You could wait a generation for a team like this. You could wait at least 20 years to have a team that's 11-1 in any sport ever at any time. Enjoy it when you got it. I can't believe how I got the fewest number of emails yesterday because people had nothing to bitch about.
Yes.
You are living the life. Do you understand? You won the freaking lottery. All you got to do is figure out how to spend the money. Enjoy. If you cannot enjoy a season like this, then I don't know what to tell you.
You know what the best part is?
This is from heaven.
The best part to me is they lost a game. So the end of the season does not matter. They don't have to play everybody. They don't have to have the unbeaten season. That's going to benefit them.
All right. Nick Sirianni is brought to you by Bud Light. Join Ava Graham at the Island Pizza in Douglasville this Sunday for an Eagles watch party and root the Eagles on to victory against the New York Giants. That's this Sunday. I'm just waiting for get word that we have Nick here. Because that was a phenomenal performance by everyone. And on the line, the coach of the 11-1 Eagles, Nick Sirianni. Hi, Nick.
Hey, Angelo.
Nick, in all this terrific season, was that your team's most complete win?
I think what you saw yesterday was just the offense, defense, special teams all came together and played really well. So, yeah, I think that was one of our most complete games just because every phase contributed, every phase pulled its weight in every phase, just really went out there and balled.
I got to tell you, Nick, it's very rare you will see a team that has a set of problems, and all of them appear to be fixed in one game. But you stopped the run brilliantly. Special teams was excellent. Their passing game was terrific. Your running was great. Were those all points of emphasis in the week, and how did it end up that they all worked out so well?
You know, I mean, anytime you have something that you deem as a problem and really just something that you want to fix every mistake from every game. So last game, you know, our kickoff coverage wasn't up to our standard, and we went out and fixed that. But it's been, you know, it hasn't been, you know, all season. It was just like last game, the kickoff coverage was not up to our standard. And then, you know, we started that game and, after our score got a big hit and kind of set the stage there. And then defensively, we've had a couple games that against the run haven't been up to our standard, but you know, the last couple weeks have been really good. And so we just continued, the coaches on defensive side continue to put the guys in good spots to make plays, and defensive players go out and they make the plays. So we got really good players over there. Offensively, I think we've just proved that we can kind of win any way we need to. If we need to run it for 300 yards, we'll do that. If we need to throw it for 300 yards, we'll do that. So you never know how that's going to play out. I mean, we do. You guys don't. We're not going to tell you, hey, this is going to play out this way this week. But you know, we'll do whatever we need to do to win the game on that offensive side.
Nick, that's the next thing I was going to ask you. So the last 2 weeks we've seen Hurts run amok phenomenally at over 100 yards in the first quarter running the ball. We saw him throwing the ball brilliantly yesterday. Do you know before a game which of these two weapons you're going to use and how much of it?
Well, sure. We look at the tape all week. We grind all week as coaches to figure out what's the best way to attack. I don't know if we have, I think this last 2 weeks, let's be honest, these last 2 weeks have been very unusual where it's dominated on one side, because I think we've been pretty balanced. If you look at the stats, we've been pretty balanced as far as our run game, and we're in the top portion of the league in both run and pass. You go in with a plan to say, hey, I think we can do this or I think we can do that. It's just been extreme the last 2 weeks. Again, you don't want to be extreme anytime, but at least we weren't extreme all run last two games or all past the last two games. It was extreme to the other end. You're trying to be balanced, but you also are going to try to do everything you can do to win the game. And if that's throw for 380 yards like we did yesterday, that's what we'll do.
A.J. Brown was spectacular. I'm not shocked. He has that ability. I'm just wondering how much of it was a motivation to beat the team he used to play on.
You know, motivation on this team, we talk about this a lot. We talk about this an awful lot. Motivation on this team is to not let each other down and to play for each other. That's the greatest motivation of any team that you can have, is how do we win for each other? How do we not let each other down? But human nature is going to take over too. Of course he was motivated a little bit extra. But what I loved about what AJ did is he didn't change his process throughout the week. He went through the process all the week to make sure he was ready to play in that game. And then he had a little bit extra juice in that game because, you know, he was playing his former team. And so, but I think if you let the entire week, if you think about that in the entire week and let it affect your process, then you might not be ready to play. But he didn't do that, and he was ready to play, and he went out and had a big-time game.
Nick, the guy's 25. Is it surprising to you that the former team he was on gave up on him?
Hey, I'm just happy we have him. I don't he's a phenomenal player, phenomenal person, fits in great with the room, great teammate, and so I'm just happy he's a Philadelphia Eagle.
All right, let's go to the defense, because if you're gearing up to stop Derrick Henry, Nick, I'm figuring, well, there probably won't be a great pass rush that day, and you had six sacks. So you had both of that covered. Explain to me what was going on that defensive line yesterday.
Well, sometimes, Angelo, it gets to known pass situations. If you're third and eight, you don't have to stop the run anymore. So what we talk about a lot is you have to earn the right to rush the passer, right? You got to earn the right to rush the passer. What does that mean? Well, you win on first and second down. You win you put them in second and long and stuff like that. So that's what was happening yesterday. Like we were winning on early downs, and then some of the sacks came on third down, and they came quick. Those guys were getting home fast, to the quarterback. So we went out there and we knew we had to stop Derrick Henry. He's one of the best players in this league. And the guys did a good job of not letting – it was a full team. When you stop the run like that, it's a full team defensive effort, right? And so that means we were winning with knockback on the line of scrimmage with our defensive line. The linebackers were fitting their gaps really well. And then the secondary did a really nice job of coming in and cleaning up off of that. I saw a number of plays our secondary guys have made yesterday to stop runs. And because that's the key with Henry, if he gets into the second level – he's really hard to tackle. If he gets into the second level with a head of steam, he's really hard to tackle. So, you know, we did a nice job stopping the run, and we're going to have to do that again this week, knowing we're playing a really good back this week and a good offensive line this week as well.
No doubt. Special teams, though, is maybe the biggest surprise, because they have not been a huge help this year for you, and they were terrific also yesterday. How did you change that around? What did you do, Nick, that made them so much more effective?
I think that group has a lot of pride, and we've had elements of being down. I set the record straight. We've had elements of being down. It felt like, you know, we had a play here or a play there each game that needed to be fixed. But that doesn't always mean it's one unit. It might not always be the punt return unit. It might not always be the kick return unit. We just had to play a complete game. And so And we did that. We hit on all phases. We were sticking. We were playing physical. And that was, you know, we really set the stage of how the game was going to be of when we were playing physical on those units. And then I thought Covey did a really good job of returning the ball. And, you know, they were punting it, and he catches everything. And then we were getting great blocks for him. And it's nice when you're starting drives at the 40-yard line. That makes a big, big difference to be up. We were up 21 to 10 in the to start the second half, and then we get a big time return from our punt return unit, and all of a sudden we're in scoring range pretty much, and we go up three scores. So that's huge. And it was just a great complete game by the guys on special teams. Great job by the coaches of, you know. And I will say, you know, last game particularly wasn't up to our standard, so it was a great bounce back game. And we know. I mean, this is a, you know, an old age saying, as we all know, like, it's not about you know, what happens, it's about how you respond to what happens. And our special teams coaches and our special teams players responded to a game that wasn't up to their standard, and that's what good teams do, that's what good men do. And I was glad to see that yesterday.
Well, you didn't leave us so much to complain about after that one.
But I'm sure you got something anyway.
I just have this one thing, and that was, you know, I'm sure you're not thrilled about it either. All the false starts, those penalties, 7 penalties first 20 minutes. What was the cause of that? What was going on there, Nick?
You know, any pre-snap penalty is a reflection of the coach, and so I'm taking everything right there. We got to clean up just the cadence, just our timing of it, and why do I say that, right? If I'm not cleaning that up in practice, then it is going to be an issue in the game, and I got to be more on my detail on that in practice, and because it's not like it was, you know, just one guy. It was everybody. So naturally, we have a problem there. I'll make sure we get this thing fixed. But yeah, that was disappointing. I was disappointed in myself for that. And like I said, when that happens, we'll go out and do everything we can do to fix it. But, you know, I mean, a credit to the guys, they overcame because we had 14 points with all those penalties, and that's hard to do. You know, Devontae got us out of the hole on the third. He ran a really nice route. We false start on 3rd and 1. And then on 3rd and 6, he runs this unbelievable route to continue the drive. Or I think it was 3rd and 8 or something like that.
Last thing.
I'm sorry.
Go ahead.
No, go, Angelo. I already said I was the one who screwed it up. Go ahead.
Okay. The last thing I wanted to ask you was, third quarter, you had a challenge that didn't work. And I saw you have an exchange with the ref on the sideline that seemed to be lighthearted, which I'm just – do you remember what it was about?
I really don't, but I can't. Remember what I said about being extreme? I can't be extreme all the time. I can't always be yelling at everybody. I got to have some lighthearted conversations as well. So that was an opportunity for me to have I like those guys that ref the game yesterday. It was an opportunity for me to have a lighthearted exchange with them and see, you know, what they do on those. You know, just to let everybody in on that. What the referees do on those? They got a couple refs looking at the play. And then they got the guys in New York looking at the play, and then the one guy stands by me and kind of tells me what's going on. So I'm getting kind of a play by play from him on that. So that was just an opportunity to talk to the guy. Why did I do it? Well, we were up 21-10. We got what was it was close. I wasn't like, hey, this is for sure going to go our way, right? So it was close. I thought, you know, with the way our defense was playing, if we could go up 3 scores, you know, early, then it would be really hard for them to come back, which was, you know, obviously that was true, right? It was going to be hard for them to come back up 3 scores. They didn't score in the second half. So I just thought that if we could get that one right there, it was close. And if we could get that one right there, that'd be a big momentum swing. And obviously we didn't, right? And so it was close. I knew it was close, but I thought that the reward was worth the risk there with what happened. And hey, you know, the special teams made the defense got stopped the next play. Special teams got the ball to the 40-yard line, and you know, we lost the timeout, but we got great field position. So everybody picked up from the mistake that I made.
Nick, all we got to say is you're 11-1. We're not questioning anything you do. You must be a genius. That's all we know. And thank Howie, too. He did a pretty good job putting this team together.
I'll make sure I do that.
Nick, thanks a lot.
All right, thanks, Angela.
Nick Sirianni, he's 11-1. It's just it's insane. 215. This has only happened once in the history of the Eagles. And that was the end of the season. They only played 12 games back then.
Yeah.
It's only happened once.
It looks like they're getting better.
And they're getting better. And they're about to beat up Adrian's Giants next week at the Meadowlands. 215. By the way, that was brought to you by Bud Light. Join Ava Graham at Island Pizza in Douglasville this Sunday for an Eagles watch party and root the Eagles out of victory against New York on Sunday. All right, welcome back at 7:50. Coming up top of the hour, we're going to explore just how good this Eagles team is historically. Because I, having been around forever, know the greatest Philadelphia sports team of all time. And I believe before this thing is over, Jonesy, you may be watching the best Philadelphia sports team of all time.
Yeah, no,
I know it's crazy, but when you're 11-1, you have to start thinking bigger. All right?
You do.
And
yes.
We also have coming up, we are not ignoring now what's going on in San Diego. We have John Stallness coming up. He does the Eagles. We'll get some good Eagle conversation going. And then we'll talk about what's happening right now at the baseball winter meeting.
Mm.
Because trouble ahead in the Phillies' pursuit of Trey Turner. He has already met twice with one of the other teams.
Uh-oh.
That is not good, Al. That's like your wife going out with some other guy. It's not a good sign.
He's not married to them yet, so it's
no,
not.
I know he's not, but I can't help it. I keep thinking of what's going on with Good Morning America 3, that story there. Boy, is the New York Post covering that story out.
They're on it.
Because Amy Robach and T.J. Holmes, they were married, and now they're canoodling together. And then you watch it. Like, now I watch it on TV every day to see signs.
Signs.
Signs that, you know, that they're very close.
Like they have chemistry like you and John Johnson.
Yeah. It's a lot like you and Johnson, Al, but we're not asking questions about you and Johnson. That's your business. Kenny's on the line for the Dirty 30. Hi, Kenny.
I think it is time for the doubters to get their male parts back and realize that the Eagles are a good team.
Good team. How good, Kenny? You've been around a long time. How good is this team?
Well, they're good in comparison to the rest of the league in 2022.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, they're...
Are you inside a cuckoo clock right now?
Are you with a woodpecker?
What's
no,
noise?
we hear a ticking in the background.
Oh, hold on. There you go. It was my turn signal. Sorry.
Oh, he had...
What an idiot. He's sitting in park.
We thought we were waiting for an explosion. Go ahead, Kenny. What do you want to say about this tape?
Well, I'm one of the rare people in Philadelphia that actually uses a turn signal, so let's start with that.
Right.
No, it was just yesterday. It's nice to go to a game when you don't have anything to complain about. Like when the biggest thing I'm complaining about was that the sun was in my face all day and my face is sunburned.
Yeah,
that's my biggest complaint. All those talking heads in the media that are trying to stir stuff up and saying the Eagles aren't good despite their record, I think yesterday that kind of shut them up. I don't know what they're going to say now. What the screaming A. Smith is going to say now, I don't know. You know, what are you going to say? Tennessee came in as the leader in their division in the AFC, and they walked out with their tail between their legs and knowing that they got thoroughly beaten. And, you know, some of the other darling teams, Miami, got thoroughly beaten. The one thing that's consistent with this team is they win. And I don't care if they win by 1 point or 30 points. We don't get judged by style points. This isn't gymnastics. This isn't figure skating. It's a win. And
all right, Kenny.
Keep on rolling.
I want to take people inside what sports is all about. You were there with your son. I saw the picture. You look like you're having a great time. Kenny, on the way home, what did you talk about? What did you talk to your son, Roman Justice, about?
Let's see. We were looking up flights to Phoenix.
God. Seriously?
Well, actually, the biggest thing we were talking about is how we're going to convince my wife to let us go up to New York next weekend. And I think we got through that one. So, I mean, he is so excited. Both my kids. I got home. My daughter was jumping up and down. I mean, this as a dad, and you know this, as a father, all y'all have kids. You know that some of the greatest joys in your life is seeing the joy in your children.
Yep.
And to see my kids so excited and so into it just makes it 10 times better. I mean, you just sit back and just think, this is great. I mean, I grew up in the 70s. We didn't have a lot of these moments. And my kids, you know, being born when they have, I mean, they've seen some great stuff.
And it's just been a fun year. Wow. From, you know, Bryce Harper and the Phillies right through now. It's a great time to be a dad with kids this age. I'm just enjoying it so much, and I can't wait for the next month's going to be like.
It's beautiful, Kenny. I want you to think about this for a second, because this is why we're sports fans. We hand it down to the next generation. They're in the car after a 35-10 win over Tennessee, and they're making plans to try to go to the game in New York next week, and even long-range plans to go to Phoenix for the Super Bowl. That is what is great about sports, the sense of the anticipation of what's next. You understand that, John?
I do.
That is the essence of why you need to be a sports fan and hand it down to the next generation. That's a beautiful story.
Life takes a lot of turns. Just put your signal
on. And I know his wife personally, and his wife will not in any way impede them from their enjoyment of this incredible run.
No, she loves when they leave. Believe me.
You know, I've learned, and Rhea could probably confirm this. Mm-hmm. When the man leaves the castle, right, Rhea, to go out.
Oh, yeah,
out
I can relate bed, to this. Like, keep going.
Is this something that the woman is against or in favor of?
Huh?
See, my wife was bitching that I never leave the castle.
Yes.
And she said that it was bad because she had the COVID and she couldn't leave the castle.
Yes.
So she was stuck with the king the whole weekend.
Eskin?
You actually write this
the
down.
Castle. I'm the king of the castle.
You are king of nothing. She runs everything in that household.
So true. 215.
I think she likes when you're around, though.
Right now.
She's going to really love your retirement.
Makes her feel smarter.
So Al Morgani tells my wife, here's how you get over the COVID.
Oh, yeah.
Never test.
Yeah.
Right? Meanwhile, I got the big poker in my hand.
Yes, you do.
And I'm trying to get her to stick it up her nose.
Yeah. Oh,
no,
yeah.
The thing for the COVID.
Hey. That's a lot of years of marriage. You try a lot of different things.
Never mind. 215-592-9494. WIP Sports Time, 757.